people tend to have strong feelings about Senator Hillary Clinton. 50% of Americans said they view the Democratic presidential contender unfavorably, and 46% viewed her favorably in a Gallup poll last month. We sent our newest commentator, humorist Mo Rocca, out to the Washington Monument to explore a possible solution for candidate Clinton.
More than 15 years after she swore off cookie baking, and almost as many since she served up pie charts at her own health care reform hearings, Hillary Clinton remains one of the most polarizing figures in politics. So what can she do to warm up her image? A sport or hobby would help.
Susan Drum?
What would you like to see her play?
Oh, soccer.
Is that because you think we need to sort of have better relations overseas?
Yeah, it's the most popular sport in the world, isn't it?
And what about a hobby?
What hobby would be good for Hillary Clinton, Rick?
Rick, come over here. I'm with your wife. Rick, what hobby would you like to see Hillary Clinton do?
Stamp collecting.
That requires a lot of concentration.
Concentration, yes. In detail and looking at little nuances.
Paul Guppy, tennis would be good.
Would she play singles?
Yeah, I would expect her to play singles. Okay, but to improve her image, she would play doubles. One thing I should think she should not do is windsurfing.
Right, because windsurfing was sort of a loser for another candidate, right?
Exactly, and yeah. Riding in tanks would not be a good idea.
Now, NASCAR is so huge. What about stock car racing for Hillary?
Yeah, that'd be good. Or drag racing. Those would be good. Real popular sports. Okay. Be right out there with the
cars.
But
just make sure she wears a seatbelt if she's going to drag race.
Oh, you mean she would be in the race?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Stock car racing or drag racing, those would both be good for Hillary.
What about
it would like toughen up her image.
Okay. And yeah, if she can withstand the G-force, then
right.
She can handle the G8, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Actually, I just thought of another hobby because we were down at Busch Gardens, and so roller coasters would be a great hobby for her.
Hillary Clinton, the thrill seeker.
Exactly.
What about flume rides?
Flume rides are good. That's his favorite, right, Timmy?
Lynn Dukes. Scrapbooking is huge right now. A lot of people do that.
Okay, but she should keep some things out of the scrapbook.
Like, oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody keeps stuff out of the scrapbook.
Let me ask your husband here. What's your name?
Stephen Dukes.
Okay. And do you agree with your wife here, or what do you think Hillary should take up?
I think she should stick to the Senate.
But that's just not very athletic. I mean, all they're doing is advising and consenting. I mean, you barely work up a sweat.
There's probably a reason that people are in the Senate and not playing professional sports.
Suchin.
And what hobby would you like to see Hillary Clinton take up?
Oh, I would love to see her dolphin trainer, like, you know, animal training. Yeah, that would be fun for, you know, people to watch her, that she can train something other than people.
Okay, yeah. So you'd like to see her be a dolphin trainer or a whale caller, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm John Kirstein, Missoula, Montana. I'm a fisherman myself and a hunter, but I don't know if she'd want to do anything like that.
As far as you're concerned, if she's going to go hunting, what are sort of the rules? Does she have to eat what she kills?
Well, that's what I am. I eat what I don't kill anything I don't eat. So,
so if she's going to go big game hunting, she better...
She should be able to eat it, yeah.
It's like a whole antelope.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
People would like that.
Oh, yeah.
For NPR News, at the Washington Monument, I'm Mo Rocca.